Yes, praise the Lord. You know, as Brother Nelson was sharing, it takes me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
Nakahatol kaniya sa paglantaw diha sa unang Korinto kapitulo 11.
And where the Shunammite woman recognized Elisha as a prophet of God.
Ang Shunammite woman, ang babae, nga nakahibalo siya unsa ang gikinahanglan sa iyang alagad nga si Elisha.
In other words, she had discernment.
Buti pasabot ni ning aduna siya ay katako sa pagkahibalo kung unsa ang naa kaniya.
Not only do we have to discern who is in the body of Christ,
dilang kaingon sa pagkahibalo kung kinsa ang lawas ni Kristo,
but we have to discern the word that is given as well.
Ato sad gayong pamalandungan or susihon og maayo ang matagpulong nga iyang isulti.
You know, discernment is so much needed in the body of Christ today.
Kahibalo ba may son? Katapusan ng madlaw ang pagkahibalo gayo diha sa imong isip katao kinahanglan gayon kini kaayo.
The brother mentioned the many, many, many preachers that want to have your attention from the radio and the television.
Ato nang nakaplagan bisan pa ni Nelson nagahatag nato nga do na po daghang mga magwali nga nagahatag lamang sa mga mensahe aron lamang nga ma makahibalo ang mga katauhan nato sa iyang kinabuhi.
Are they all sent of God?
O ga silang tanan gi padala usab sa Ginoo.
It is it all the word that God has sent for this hour?
Tanan ini kun naa ba gyud sentro ba gyud ang matagpulong nga ilahang gibuhian nining kalibutan.
This verse in 1 Corinthians 11. We're talking about the taking of the cup and the eating of the bread in the communion.
Maukini siya ang atuang istorya mahitungod sa pagpangalawat.
And the taking of the bread, of course, speaks of taking of the body of Christ.
Kanang pagkaon diha sa maong tinapay, buti pasabot niya na nga maukini siya ang ato sa ang pag-angkon diha sa lawas ni Kristo Jesus.
And likewise, the cup speaks of taking of the blood, which is the life of Christ.
Ingon usab katong maong kupa, mao katoy nagpasabot dito nga kita usab nakaambit, nakainom kita diha sa dugo ni Ginoo Jesu Kristo.
Now you know we do not believe, as the Roman Catholic Church says.
Kay balo ba mo ison nga kita kami gyud niya wala gibutuon niya nang maong pagtulun-an sa Romano Katoliko.
That this bread and wine actually literally becomes the natural body and blood of Jesus Christ.
Ang pagtulun-an nila nga ang lawas kanang maong pan kuno inig kaon nimo na mahimo kana siya gayud nga natural o mahimo gayud na siya tinuod.
Because Jesus died only once and he shed his blood only once.
Ang kamaturan nga si Ginoo Jesu Kristo na matay lang sa makausa o niya ang iyang dugo giula po sa makausa lang.
And it does not happen again and again.
Dili kini magabalik-balik.
By the word of a priest.
Pinagi sa kanang mga pare.
So we're talking about something spiritual here, not something natural.
Mao na ang atong ibutang ato ang pagsabot karon nining kagayo na diha sa espirituhanon nga bahin nga pagsabot.
We're talking about partaking of the body of Jesus Christ.
Atong iminsay di karon maison mahitungod sa pag-angkon o pagkaon diha sa lawas Dios ni Kristo Jesus.
But if we're going to partake of the body of Jesus Christ, we need to know what is the body of Jesus Christ.
Kon maga ambit mangani kita mahitungod sa dugo mahitungod sa lawas ni Ginoo Jesus Kristo, kinahanglan atong sabton kon unsa man diay kining lawas ni Kristo.
It says here in verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup.
Brother Lito, please.
And then it says, for he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now, if I fail to discern, if I fail to discern, Brother Lito is a servant of the Lord. If I fail to discern this brother and believe he's not a servant of the Lord, then I am failing to discern the Lord's body. So what is the body of Christ? Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Dia ato pamalandungan dia sa kapitulo 12 sa mao dia pura kapitulo or libro.
And I think it says here in verse my goodness, where do we start?
Asa man ta magsugod nani?
There's so much here about the body of Christ.
Daghan kay magud niya na sulat.
It says there are some members that we put more honor on than others. You see, there are body parts that seem to get all the attention. Now, if I'm going to have my photograph taken for my driver's license, what did they photograph? This is not my whole body. This is just the honorable parts of my body. I would not go into the motor vehicle and say, well, now this time I'd like you to photograph my feet. And then when I show the policeman this, it's a picture of my feet. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there are parts of our body that we give more honor to.
Nahay pa in sa ato ang lawas nga daghan dito tataman naong rabitaw mo.
But these uncomely parts of our body are very important.
O gana po yung mga bahin nga dili kayo na makita sa itong lawas nga magkong tagad very importante.
I wake up in the middle of the night and some of my uncomely parts are giving me trouble.
Oh, katong letan mo mata siya sa tuwang gabi unya nai bahin sa iyang lawas nga di kaayo nimo makita pero nakahatag kaniya o dako kayo nga kasakitan.
And I cannot do without these uncomely parts.
Unya dili sa siya makahimo kung wala katong maong bahina.
But they will never be photographed on my driver's license.
Pero kana sing bahin dili gyud makuha dito sa maong hulagway.
Amen. And yet I minister to them as well.
Pero kikinanglan gyapon sa ati manon kanang bahina.
Now, in verse 25, it says that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another.
Sa Dios nga imo rini aron dili magpabahin-bahin ang lawas kuno ang tanang bahin ay may samang pagdagat alang sa usa ug usa.
No schism in the body.
Wala gayoy pagkabahin-bahin sa lawas, ha?
What is the body of Christ?
Unsa man diay gyud ang lawas ni Kristo?
Look at my hands.
Nawa mong kamot.
All of these are part of the body of Christ, are they not? My body, part of my body. Now, if my finger is taken off my hand, and it's out here in the yard, is it part of the body? Well, it belongs to the body. But if it's not attached to the body, it isn't really part of the body. So I have met people and we talk a little bit about the things of the Word of God. And I begin to ask them some questions about their spiritual life. And one of the questions I might ask is, well, where do you fellowship?
Ang unang pagtana, iyang pagtanong na yung di siya makadapit nagtigom.
And sometimes they say, oh, I don't go anywhere. I turn the television on. And I listen to Benny Hinn. I have CDs.
CD.
And I get these CDs from Texas.
Texas.
Preacher down there. He sends me these CDs
and.
So I asked the question. In my mind, I say, well, if you're not part of the body, where you get the life from the body, how can you be in the body of Christ?
Kung ikaw nahimulag man sa lawas ni Kristo, nganu mang mingon man ka nga kabahin sa lawas ni Kristo?
Every joint supplied.
Matag lusok kayo dini nagahatag og pagsuplagar.
My finger that is out in the yard,
ang iyaha panglita niya kumikit.
If it isn't put back immediately, it's going to die. It will have no blood. Amen.
Amen.
So, for those people who belong to the Church of the Television,
alam na itong mga tao nga di sila magsimba kaya ito rin sa television magsiklan tao.
Who are you going to call when you're sick?
Kinsa may mo ang tawgon kung ikaw magmasakiton?
Do you really think that Benny Hinn will come and pray for you when you're sick?
Una-una ka ka, Benny Hinn, anihong gika niya dili ka, ayahay ba kundi mo?
I'm sorry, I can use any name. Are they going to come and pray for you?
Mapili niya may hingan lang ng bisag usang ala, basta kayo, pero kana ramagod siyang ma atong matagaan ng.
You can send them your pesos all you want.
Ah, yeah, na paralangin na lang ito sa television, niya imong ipadala ng mga
but you're not going to get any benefit of the ministry of a shepherd.
Pero kanasya wala ka makahatag og benepisyo may tungod sa nagbantay kanimo.
Now maybe I'm talking to people that don't have television, don't know anything of what I'm talking about.
Siguro basin wala mo yung television, matingalaw niya mo, sige na lang, basta kay pangutan na naman na yung television.
But the thing I'm saying is if you want to be in the body of Christ, you have to be part of the body of Christ.
Ang buong pasabot ni may tungkol sa mensahe may isong na kinahanglan gayon na kita makikuban gayon diha sa pagpangalagad sa Dios.
And there is no schism in the body.
Aron walay pagbahin-bahin sa lawas.
Can the eye say to the ear, I have no need of you?
Ngon bakay mong mata nga di ko nakinahanglan nimo akong dalungan oi di ko ako kinahanglan nimo.
No.
Wala man di ba?
Is there jealousy between the members of the body of Christ?
Aduna pay pagsilusay ni ning atong bahin sa lawas na ba?
My right hand and my left hand are not jealous of each other. So nice to meet you, brother. Amen. So nice to meet you, brother. So nice to meet you, sister. No. No. You do it all the time. It's my turn. My body does not fight with each other. See, when I take a drink, I take the drink with this hand, I take the cover off with this hand. We have no disagreement about whose job is whose job.
Salamat kayo, no? So, na yung nani ba? No? Mahino, gana, panetan yung nani ba? Gaya na. Eh, siya ramay na yung ako sa. Di ba, mayo kayo?
Amen.
Amen.
Discerning the body of Christ.
Kinaklan, masaktan din mo ang
amen.
Ihok sa lawas ni Kristo.
It says, and when one member suffers, all the members suffer with it, or when one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. That's verse 26.
Kung ato sa kamahin sa lawas, magantos, ang upang bahin, magantos usap. Kung dago ng sa kamahin, ang panbahin, magambit sa kalipay.
Amen. So, there's no jealousy in the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, now let me look in the book of Ephesians. Let's look in the first chapter. Ephesians chapter 1. And in verse... I think we're going to look at verse 22 and
23.
Now we're talking about Christ. And it says that all things are under Him. He's the head of all things.
Rengon siya ang tanan kayo mga butang na sa ilalom niya tud kay siya ang labaw sa tanang mga butang.
It says, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church.
Ibutang sa Dios ang tanan ubo sa pagmando ni Kristo ug alang sa simbahan nimo siyang pangulo nga labaw sa tanan.
The church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So what is the body of Christ?
Unsa man ang lawas ni Kristo sa atong gibasa? Unsa man?
Says it's the church.
Simbahan.
Now, when I use the word church, I am referring to the true church. I'm not talking about the false church. The false church cannot say they are the body of Christ.
Kaya ang sayop nga simbahan, dili siya makaingon nga siya lawas ni Kristo.
Sometimes when I talk to people,
sahay magas, kumbilo siya sa mga tao,
and we talk about things of the Spirit,
niya magas, hisgot niya siya mahitungo sa mga butang sa Espiritu,
and I find out that they go to a church that does not even preach salvation by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Niya makaplagan nga, katunay tawan na, nagasigig simba-simba dito ganita sa buto, o gano'n na ba'y kaluwasan pinagin ni Kristo.
And I find out that they don't even know if they're even saved or not. And then they say, but we're all the body of Christ. And I'm thinking, no, we're not all the body of Christ. Jesus said very clearly, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord. In other words, it takes more than just saying, well, we're all in the body of Christ. Now look in Ephesians chapter 5. And verse 23. We're going to talk a little bit about the example of the body that God gives us in our families.
Ato sa pamalandungan mahitungod ang mensahe mahitungod sa relasyon sa ato ang pamilya diha sa lawas ni Kristo.
Let's go back to 22, I suppose.
At balikan nato gamay sa 22.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Yeah, unto your own husband, not somebody else's husband.
Dingo dia asawa dito gyud kabalingon nimo nga bana dili bana sa uban.
I have known some pastors that believe that they're the husband of the church.
Naghan kayo mga kapastoran usab nagatuo nga sila usa sa lawas ni Kristo.
And therefore all the church must submit to them.
Unya tungod kay siya man ang pangulo kinahanglan gayud ang tanan muluhod ngadto kaniya.
But you see, the church is espoused only to one, and that is Jesus Christ.
Ato sa kapatudanan nga ang simbahan na aduna lang gyud siya usa ka bana mao na si Kristo.
Okay, and where did we start? Okay. 23, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. So in the body of Christ there is a proper order.
Mao na nga sa lawas ni Kristo aduna gayud siyay hanay gayud nga mga buluhaton.
Even as in the family, the children are in submission to their parents.
Bisan pa sa pamilya, ang mga bata kinahanglan musubmitar mutuman sa iyang ginikanan.
The wife to her husband.
Ang asawa sa dili maghari-hari musubmitar sa iyang.
And he to Christ.
Oh, ang bana usab mo ila gayud ni Kristo.
Okay, he says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Verse 25. Amen. Let's read on down, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Sa iyo niini, ikatugyan niya ang simbahan alang kanya mismo. Dia sabugus niyang kaniyak, putli o walay ikasaway. Walay buling o kunot o bisan unsang apan.
What does that mean? Holy and without blemish.
Unsa may buti pasabot niya ng balaan o wala gayoy mansa.
In other words, the bride of Christ is not going to be a church that is sinning.
Ang buti pasabot niya na kung kita lawas ni Kristo dili kita ingon nga nagpadayon sa pagpakasala.
It is not going to be a church that is involved with the world.
Wala gayod digyud nato makaplagan o di gayod kita moga subay sumala sa kalibutan.
It's not going to be a church that looks like a harlot.
Dili kita nga sama sa usa ka simbahan nga mura siya og buring
or acts like one.
Or sige bang siguro og kanang
It's not going to be a church that has many other lovers.
Simbahan siguro nga gusto siya ang tanan daghay mohigog mga tukaniya.
But the bride of Jesus Christ is going to be one that is holy, without spot, in perfection.
Ang lawas ni Kristo kinalagay yon na naagay makangkon siya sa makangkon siya nga wala gayoy mansa ni kunot man.
Well, you say, well, Brother Mark, that's not possible.
Na mingon siya dito nga Brother Mark, murag imposible, magay na karon oy.
Now, brethren, I didn't write it. I'm telling you what Jesus Christ expects of His bride. And if we're going to be His bride, we are going to have to meet His expectations. Christ is going to marry his own kind.
Si Kristo Jesus makigmenyo siya sa sama gayon ngadto kaniya.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, even among Christians, there are different kinds. You know that.
So, bisan pa sa Kristohano, naay klase niini.
There are some Christians that only halfway want to be in Christ.
Adunay Kristohano nga tunga-tunga lang siya gusto nga mahis sama sa Dios pero gusto siya tunga lang.
Before I married Sister Rita,
so wapa siya magminyo ni Sister Rita,
I asked the Lord some questions.
Mutana sa Ginoo.
And I had asked the Lord,
Mutana sa Ginoo, Lord,
I said, Lord, I need a wife.
Kinahanglan ko og asawa.
I need the top shelf.
Gusto siya kanang taas gayon ang paglantaw.
I want the best.
Gusto siya kanang pinakataas ko, pinakagwapa sa tanan.
Amen.
Amen.
That's all I said. I didn't say what she had to look like or anything like that. By the way, she does look very nice. Amen. Well, then we took an interest in her. And then I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, is it okay? Is this one okay?
Okay.
And do you know what the Lord said to me? I was very surprised. He said, she's your kind. That's all he said. He didn't say you have to marry her. He just said she's your kind. And I said, Lord, that's good enough for me. I want to marry my own kind.
Amen.
And she just happened to live only 1,000 miles away.
Libuan ka mga milyahe lang, hindi lang gipuy ano, di ka sa ilang balay.
Amen. Okay, amen. So now where were we? Oh, we're about without blemish. Verse
28.
By the way, when the Word of God says, husbands, love your wives,
sa dito pa dai may so nagingo diha nga ikaw bana kinahanglan higugmaon imong imong asawa.
Who do you think the Lord is talking to?
Kinsa makaha ang imong kunahona nga iyang gisultihan ini? Asawa bana.
Husbands, love your wives. Who is he talking to?
Kinsa may iyang gisulti? Iksa may iyang bote pasabot nini?
He's talking to husbands.
Ah, kita. Oh, bana. Ang ano pag asawa di bana.
He's not saying wives make your husband love you.
Ah, wa mo ngod nga ikaw asawa pag himo ang maayo nga para igugmaon ka sa imong bana, wala.
He's saying, husband, this is your job. You love your wife.
Ah, mga bana, kitang mga bana, mo amin ta. Kini atong trabaho sa ato ang asawa.
Now when it says wives submit yourselves to your own husband, who is he talking to?
Sabi ko no sabang asawa nga igugmaon nimo ang mo sabitan ka ngadto sa imong bana, kinsa may gisugmaon nini?
Wives.
Amen sa mga asawa. Oy.
He's not saying husbands make your wife submit to you.
Wasya ba ingon nga kau bana paningkamutik maayo sa takuha mo di pusubitan nimo na imong asawa. Wala.
If you're both believers, you read the Word of God and you understand what God says to you.
Maogane nga kita minyo ana to puros gyud mga Kristiyanon kay kuno sang gisulti sa pulong sa Dios, mao ra natong tumanon.
And your house and your family will be in God's order.
Aron lang atong panimalay, mahimo gayud nga kahimutan sa Ginoo kay naa man diya ang hanay sa pagpangalagad.
Amen. So ought men to love their own wives as their own body. He that loves his wife loves himself.
Dayon, babito.
Pinanglan ng mga bana, naigugma silang asawa, ingon na naigugma sila sila kabuling lawas. Ang bana, naigugma silang asawa, naigugma silang kabulingon.
And now down in verse 30, it says, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones.
Rita.
That's mga bahay, yeah. Kita sa yang lawas.
That's in verse 30.
Oh yeah, in verse 30. Basata na.
Okay, kembali ko sa pwede niya. Walay tao na nasila si Gumera. Walay tao na nasila si Gumera kong lawas. Pagkalpon, inong niya kini, kung pagkakon sa mga kibot ito, ito simpan. Kaya mga bahay man kita sa yang lawas.
Okay.
Now go over to Colossians for a minute.
Mag-atosang tanaw ng Colossians kung sa pag-isulti niya, mahitungo niya na.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 18.
Kapitulo 1, versikulo 18. Colossians.
It says, of Christ now, of Jesus Christ, it says, he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that all things, in all things, he might have the preeminence.
Siya ang ulo sa simbahan, nga mao ang iyang lawas. Siya ang sinugdan, siya ang unang ibanhaw sa Diyosgikan sa mga batayon, siya ang mag-una sa tanang mabutan.
Okay, so it says that he is the head of the church.
Nagingon din niya nga si Kristo maugad siya ay ulo sa iyahang simbahan.
Now for many years,
pero sa daghang mga tuigan,
I was puzzled by this question, what is the body of Christ?
Nakahimo kaniya nga tanghaga unsa man gyud ang lawas ni Kristo.
Because I've heard so many claims of so many churches and so many people that all say they're the body of Christ.
Kay daghan makoy daga iyang nagdunggan nga ang tanang gayud nga mga grupo-grupo maigsoon moingon manggod nga siya lawas ni Kristo.
The Roman Catholics say they are the body of Christ.
Ingon ang Katoliko nga ako lawas ni Kristo.
80% of the people in the Philippines say that they are a member of that church.
80% ng nagpuyo sa Pilipinas mayon sa ako lawas ni Kristo.
What did I just read?
Asa man dapat ani ang totohan?
What was the verse I just read? Who is the head of the church? Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Okay, so who is the head of your church?
Kinsa man ang ulo karon sa simbahan?
Is Brother Lito the head of the church?
Si Brother Lito ba nga mao dumalahan nagdumala din iya siya ba ulo?
No.
Dili.
No. Who is he?
Kinsa man si? Si Ginoo Jesu Kristo. Okay, salamat si Ginoo.
Who's Brother Lito?
No, no, karon si Brother Lito dinhi, yun na lang ning palagpoto dinhi, di man kinahanglan si Ginoo niya.
He's an elder.
Siya usaka.
And he's our brother.
Siya ang atong igsoon din si Ginoo nga nagadumala kanato tungod siya ang magulang.
Now, go down the road to the Catholic Church.
Unya tanaw ko ta. So siya kuno dito sa kanang dito si Bahay Katoliko ba.
Who is the head?
Kinsa man ang ilang ulo?
The priest.
Ang pare. Diba? Amin ko dito. Amin.
And who is the head of the priest?
Kinsa man ang ulo sa pare ko dinhiya?
The bishop.
Mga obispo.
And who is the head of the bishops?
Kinsa man ang ulo na po sa obispo?
The cardinals. And who is the head of the cardinals?
Cardinals.
Oh, we have another layer of cardinals. The arch cardinals. Okay.
Patas, patas. Huwag itawang makaabot ni Kristo.
Eventually, it gets to the Pope.
Unyahantod na muabutan nito sa pinakataas gayon sa Papa. Sana dito. Papa na.
And he is called what?
Unya siya karunong saman. Tawag siya nga?
Vicar of Christ.
Puli ni Kristo. Ha? Siya na ang puli. Tunawar ko na.
And the word vicar of Christ means Vice Christ.
Ah, bote pasabot niya nakatuwa kung isulti ka ninyo nga puli na siya ni Kristo.
So, the belief then is that when Christ is absent, this man is the Christ.
Bote pasabot niya na nga sekunda naman lagi siya sa Dios, nang kung wala si Kristo, siya na dayon si Kristo.
So they have made a doctrine.
Ano man ang naghatag sila o pagtulunan.
And they have said that anything that this man says is the word of God.
Ah, moingon na sila nga ang tanan gayud nga isulti aning tawhana ginigikan sa Dios.
And that there is nothing that he can say that is ever wrong.
Mo na nga kining tawhana gayud kining papa dili gayud siya masayo.
Well, now if you study the history,
nakuni mo tanaw ang istorya niini.
You find that many of them have been very wrong.
Makita nimo gayon nga halos tanan ang ilang ipanghimo.
And some of them have even changed the thing that the other pope said and said the complete opposite.
Ah, gani na mga butang nga ilang utrohon krusa gisulti sa mga papa.
Now this is not true of Jesus Christ.
Di man mao si Ginoo Jesu Kristo, di ba?
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, forever.
Ah, si Ginoo Jesu Kristo sama kaniadto karon og sa walay katapusan dili kay utro-utrohon.
So Jesus Christ doesn't come along and say, well, you know, I think we've been a little wrong here on the way we wrote that thing about men and women. You know, we're living in the 21st century. Why don't we change it, God? Let's make this a little different. No.
Dili na mao.
God doesn't change.
Ang Dios dili niya utro-utrohon.
He doesn't come along and say, well, you know, I think it's time to let some of the men be the head of the church.
Di kay mingon nga karon ato na puno murag sumulong magkaayo ni nga ang bana moy ulo.
You know, it just isn't politically correct, you know, the way we've been doing things. You know, people are thinking different nowadays. No, this is not God. Hallelujah. Now, let me just go over to Ephesians for a minute. And I want to just take a little look here at the fourth chapter. First of all, verse 3 and 4, it says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Verse 4, there is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's two verses. Now, brother mentioned earlier.
Karon may son ato nang paminawan kay ina party kani brother.
He mentioned from verse 11.
Gikan sa bersikulo 11.
That God has given to the body.
Nga ang Dios naghatag ato sa lawas.
Five ministries.
Duha ka mga buluaw, lima ka mga buluhaton.
Now these are just five ministries. These are not five heads. These are not five bosses. These are just five gifts. Okay. Here's my hand. There's five fingers. There's five ministries. We have the apostle,
Adonai apostolis,
prophet,
propeta,
evangelist,
ebanghelista,
shepherd,
magbalantay,
teacher,
o ang magtutudlo.
I mentioned this before, didn't I, to you? Yeah. And we understand the apostle, the apostolic word, the apostolic message is the most crucial to the hand.
Ang apostolis paigsoon sa lima ka mga gasa na kaniya ang pinakataas gayon nga kanang gasa na kinahanglan gayon.
I have a difficult time drinking water without my thumb. I ended up using my thumb after all. The thumb keeps a balance to all the other gifts. The thumb kind of works, shall we say, in opposition to all the fingers. Do you understand? Without my thumb, I can't put a grip on anything. Really? Not a serious grip. But with the thumb. This is a gift to the body of Christ. There is a gift of the ministry of the prophet. Thus saith the Lord. Brother, the Lord has a word for you. Now these gifts are supposed to be in operation in the body of Christ.
This,
I don't believe this gift is operating in the Catholic Church. I don't believe it's operating in the Baptist Church. I'm not aware of this operating in the Methodist, Presbyterian, Episcopal Church. And what will they tell you? They tell you this gift died out. That when John died, all the gifts of the gifted ministries died with it. Well, not all. We still have pastor, and we might have teacher, and maybe an evangelist. But these most crucial gifts are absent in 90% of the church. No. Let's go 95. Let's go 98%.
Siguro 90, 95, 98.
Considering that 80% doesn't believe in it. So these are gifts. Here's the evangelist. Do you notice which finger is longest? This is the one that reaches farther out. And some people wear a wedding band on this finger.
Wedding ring.
Shepherd ministry. A shepherd is a love ministry. Amen. It represents a love covenant. And by the way, you don't have to be an ordained shepherd in order to give love to the body of Christ. Many sisters have a love ministry in the body of Christ.
Daghan nga mga kaigsoonan nga mga babae naagi kanila ang gasa sa paghigugma sa ministry or panarbaho.
And the other ministry is the teacher ministry.
O ang katapusan sa ang mga magtutudlo.
Amen. What is this finger good for?
Saman para sa man siya kaning kinking na to.
It's good for getting into the ear.
Para manukan mo buta kay namamoy magbalihan magpabuhol-bungol.
So this is the ministry that gets the word right into your ear. All right. So now, did God say that these ministries are only until the last apostle dies? Verse 12, it says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 12. 4:12.
Imo niya kini aron pagkandam sa tibuok katawhan sa Dios alang sa mulaton sa Kristuhanong pagalagad aron mutubo sa Kristuhanong pagalagad aron mutubo ang lawas ni Kristo.
Three purposes.
Tulo ka mga katuyuan, ha? Tulo.
What was the first one?
Unsa man to primero galing?
Perfecting the saints.
Una ang paghingpit sa mga balaan, bisay balaan kita.
Bringing the body of Christ without spot or blemish.
Pagdala sa lawas ni Kristo, isip sa lawas ni Kristo nga wala gayoy mansa o kunot.
How are you going to come to where you're clean?
Asa man kay ikaw moabot kun ikaw awato kun ikaw hinlo?
Jesus said to his disciples, now are you clean through the washing of the water of the word.
Insa magi mahinlo lamang ikaw pinaagi sa pagpahugas o pagligo sa pulong sa Dios.
So the ministry gives you the word and it brings you to perfection.
Mao na ang pagpamuhat maigsoon magidalhon gyud ang pulong sa Ginoo para nga mahimong hingpit ang matang usa.
It's for the edifying of the body of Christ. What is edifying?
Para mahimutan o para malig-on ang lawas ni Kristo, malig-on, dili mangaluyahon.
Edifying.
Ha? May mong lig-on ba? Di lang kayo mawalihan kamay yung sakit, di na dayong simba. Lig-on yun.
Make you stronger.
Makahimo ka na to ng kusgan. Kisa may kusgan sa ito.
Make you healthier.
Mga dili masakiton.
Make you better.
Nindot kayo. Kaya na pag nagmukot, paguli, di namukot.
This ministry is not to bring you down. It's to build you up.
Kining ministeryo mao ni siya ang pagpatindog pag-usab sa tanan, matagus ka nato.
All right. Now, how long will these ministries be here?
Hantun anus aman, taman kining mao nga pagpamuhat.
Forever?
Hantun ba suway katapusan?
No, not forever.
Dili siya hantun suway katapusan.
We want to work ourselves out of a job.
Gusto man ta nga magtrabaho sa atong kaugalingon, pinagis sa pagtrabaho.
So we will only be in our ministry until
mao na diha kita taman diha sa pagbuhat hangtod,
till we all come in the unity of faith.
Aron na matag hangtod lamang nga kun ang tanan magkaiusa na diha sa pagtuo.
We're not all there yet, are we? And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
Ang pagkahibalo gayon sa anak sa Dios.
Do we all know the Son of God?
Kahibalo ba ta sa anak sa Dios?
We're getting there, aren't we? Okay. Unto a perfect man.
Aron gayon nga ikaw mahingpit nga tao.
So this body is going to be a perfect man. Into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, we're not there yet. We are not all in the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So when we all come to that place, then you will no longer need this fivefold ministry. I have to tell you a little story if you don't mind. Yeah, I have a little story. How many years ago is 20 years ago?
Pila ka ba itong mga tuig nga? Buha ko ano itong 20 katuig ikan ka?
93, would that be 20 years ago?
Mga 93 siguro, di ba?
Yeah.
20 anos na karon, sige.
Okay, about 20 years ago.
Niatong 20 anos na nila ba?
My wife and I were in Prague. That's the Czech Republic where Brother Martin. In those days, Brother Martin was just a very young man.
Brother Martin, taas pa siyang buhok, kay batang on paman siya.
In fact, they weren't married yet. He and his wife, they were not married.
Litaw pa siya tumong panahon na.
And my wife and I went to live in Prague for several months, just like my wife and I are living here in Butuan.
Sama-sama gyapo nang ilahang pagpuyo dito sa Prague, sama sila pagpuyo karon diri sa Butuan.
And we, all the people that came were all these young people.
Ang tanan nga magaduol nga to kanila mga batan-on.
And a church began to take form.
Mona nga naganabog kapurma ang simbahan.
Every evening, these young people, we had an apartment. Every evening, these young people from all over would come and crowd into our apartment. And they didn't have jobs, they were poor, and the communism had just come to an end.
Walay mga trabaho, mga pobre sa Japan, di dakay kitay pobre ra, unya tul kay naamat tu madaghang dibig diatong panahona.
Sometimes we would feed the whole bunch of them in the evening and have a meeting.
Sahay, isa pagkanon kay para maminaw gyud sa mao nga panagtigom, pagkanon sa niya.
Amen. Some of these young people would come many hours on the bus.
Daga napoy mauban ang mabatanon nga daghang mga nagbiyahe sila daghang mga oras.
There was one young man that came from Poland. He said he came 20 hours on the bus. Bus and train, what have you. Yeah. And I said, why did you come so far? He said, I wanted to have a King James Bible. He wanted to study the Word of God and know what God really said. Anyway, there was a woman that came to us one day. And she said, I found some other people in the city and they're preaching the same word that you're preaching. I said, oh, this is good. I want to meet these people because I want to be one with them. So she made an appointment and these men came to our apartment where we were staying. And so we introduced ourselves to these two men. And we found out that they were from some church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So we said, well, the girl said we all believe the same thing. So they said, yeah, so what do you believe? So I said, well, yeah, we believe this word right here in Ephesians, that God has given these gifts of apostles, prophets, evangelists, you know, shepherds and teachers. Well, this one man said, no more apostles, no more prophets. I said, oh yeah, when the last apostle died, all these gifts were gone. I said, well, it says these gifts are until we all come in the unity of faith. He said, well, we are in the unity of faith. I said, well, how can we? We can't even agree on this, apostles and prophets.
Nakalain na magani, di magani kabutuon ng apostolis o ang propeta.
So you and I, we're not even in agreement.
Bisa gani kita lang doon, wala na tama ka sinabot ani.
He said, oh yes, we are.
Bisa nga, hey, sinabot tayo.
I said, how so?
So, usa man eh.
He said, well, all the Bible has been written.
Ang tanang, dahil sa Biblia, sulat din na.
Well, I came to understand that we were not in agreement. And there's nothing I'm going to do to persuade these people. Their understanding of our coming in the unity of faith means that we have the Bible.
Ang iyahang pangunahuna ang matagusa mo at tulitos maong pagtuo kung kita na Biblia.
But there was no unity of our belief or unity of our faith.
Pero bisa pato na yung mga Biblia na tulitos pero wala tapag ihapon maka abot itos pagtuo o sa nagkayo sa diha sa pagtuo.
I'm telling you, brethren, there are thousands and thousands of these people that are going around preaching the Word of God, and they don't even believe the Word of God. Brethren, we need the gift of discerning. The gift of discerning spirits is needed in the body of Christ. Now these five ministry gifts are for the men who are the elders. But the gift of discerning spirits, men and women, both.
Ang kining pag-ila, mahitungod sa kinsa kanang lawas, kinsa kanang lawasa, pwede kini ma-trabaho sa mga babae. Amen.
The gift of being able to prophesy, that's given to women too.
Ang pagka-propesya na, pwede itong participara na, di ka mag-ilong mo di kanang mahina dapita.
Just because somebody prophesies doesn't make them a prophet.
Di, tungod po kay makapropesya siya, siya na prophetess siya, di po manabot pasabot. Gasa lang na siya.
Word of wisdom, word of knowledge.
Ang pagkahibalo.
Men and women. The body of Christ needs these gifts. And we need to discern the body of Christ. What is not the body of Christ? And I thank you for your prayers today. God has given us strength. God bless you.